This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Tom Perriello is the congressman from Virginia's 5th District. He joins us live on the program from his office in Washington. Congressman, how are you, sir?
I'm all right. How are you doing, Coy?
Very good. I'm hot, number one, but, I'll live just drenched in sweat. It's unbelievable. And Washington's even worse in the summer than Charlottesville, isn't it?
Well, that's a lovely image to share with your listeners, Coy. We are here in the city built on a swamp, and it's rough out there. But I still think back to the Memorial Day weekend when it was brutal, and we had some great Memorial Day events around the district, and you just felt people wanting to stay at attention, but the fluid was just flowing out. But it has been a very, very hot summer after a very, very cold winter. I know that's been brutal on folks' electric bills and everything else, but did sound like there's some potentially good news there on the oil spill, so we're excited to hear some progress there.
Yeah. Now, what are your thoughts about that, the breaking news that they finally might have capped it today?
Well, we still don't know exactly what the news is, but for the moment it looks like no new oil is gushing out of that pipe. We knew that they were ratcheting it down relatively slowly because what they were shoving down in was a very, granular product. They were worried it was actually had the potential to bust up the pipe if that pressure went down too quickly on it. But, we're a long way from done with this, and obviously the damage is going to be there for a long time. And you just think of how many business owners, whether you're a fisherman, a shrimper, owner of a restaurant or a hotel down there that, has been getting through even in these tough economic times, and then to have something like this hit is just awful on so many levels, environmental, economic, and human. So, obviously the first priority is to stop the damage and limit the damage onto the beaches, and I think we're trying to do everything that we can on that. We're certainly trying to make sure that they are, and obviously beyond that we need to get compensation to those who've been damaged and make sure that those responsible for it are picking up the tab.
Now, since we're talking about energy, this is the first year anniversary of the Energy Blueprint for Independence, is it not?
It is. And one of the things, I did when I first got into politics was to start out by interviewing a whole bunch of business leaders and economic development planners about how we could help grow jobs in the area. And people kept coming back to this idea of energy jobs, whether it's in the nuclear industry around Lynchburg, whether it's biomass on our farms, particularly down in Southside, whether it's our construction crews that, we haven't seen as much business in home starts. But there's so much renovation and retrofitting that can be done that, has an added bonus. You take the Home Start plan and you've got construction crews that can get to work right away, literally overnight, on the renovations. They're using products that are manufactured in the United States, like insulation and double pane glass and window film, and you're helping to reduce people's electric bills and taking pressure off the electric grid for the utility. So this is the sort of common sense stuff we've worked on the national level. But one of the really exciting things has been to see how much Central and Southern Virginia is poised to really become an energy capital of the whole East Coast, if not the United States, with a lot of the innovation, the R&D happening at the University of Virginia and some of the Virginia Tech installations around the district, again, with nuclear and biomass, with some of the things our dairy farmers and poultry farmers are already doing to turn waste materials into energy. And some of our poor communities, we're taking this very noxious methane gas that comes out of the landfills, turning that into energy to lower electric bills. So we didn't want to wait around. I didn't want to wait around and say, hey, maybe this can happen in 5 or 10 years, but then again, China might beat us to it. I wanted to make this happen today. And so, we've been out with the shirt sleeves rolled up, working county by county to see where we can not only create these green jobs, but create the kind of efficiencies that save people money. And it's been very exciting that even in these pretty brutal economic times, we've been able to see the seeds growing of that next economic boom.
We're talking with Tom Perriello, the congressman from Virginia's 5th District, and the phone lines are open for your questions at 977-1070. Barbara is waiting patiently on the line. Barbara, you're on with Congressman Perriello. You go right ahead.
Thank you, Congressman Perriello. I just want you to know that I'm a supporter of and a contributor to your reelection campaign, and I'm not a lobbyist. None of your contributors or lobbyists, but I want to try to forget for a little bit the Tea Party Mad Hatters who want you to move your office, and let's forget for the time all the Founding Fathers and the First Amendment and the Bill of Rights and the Declaration of Independence, who are all focused on your non-reelection, and ask you how you feel about extending benefits, unemployment benefits. I think that I also would like you to tell me how you managed to combine your faith and have it coexist with compassion without having it be a focus of evangelism, tying charity up to conversion. I mean, to me, your faith is pure, and you just want to help people. And am I misunderstanding or over-evaluating you?
Barbara,
I don't think so.
Yeah, Barbara, thank you so much for the call, and there's a lot of ground to cover there. We'll go to Congressman Perriello. Where do you want to start?
Well, it's about an hour's worth of material there. First of all, Barbara, thank you so much for the kind words, and thank you for the support. I do appreciate that, and you know, I am very proud that I stuck to my pledge of not taking money from federal lobbyists, and that's pretty rare up here. In fact, in our recent quarter, 97% of our donations came from small donations below $200, which is just a very new way of doing politics, of trying to remain responsive, you know, to working class and middle class folks and not to those who generally write the biggest checks. To your comment about the Tea Party in the office, a couple of things. First, you know, I really do have a lot of respect for folks in the various Tea Party movements in the district, and we don't always have to agree on policy to understand that there's something responsible about taking your civic duty seriously and engaging and caring enough about these issues and about one's interpretation of the Constitution to take the time to show up. And, you know, I do think in our politics we want to have just a little more civility and a little more humility of saying, hey, you know, I respect that this other person might be right and I might be wrong, that there might be a deeper place we agree on a level of values and can build from. And so I really do hope we can have more of that in our politics. Which is not to say I'm not willing to call out things that are wrong or hateful when I see them on really any side. In terms of the office, you know, the vast majority of constituents have actually been very happy with the office, and our constituent services actually feel like it's been more accessible, not just the office space, but the Tom's in Your Town and the teletown hall meetings and other things, where we've just found so many ways to try to get out to constituents and engage them in the conversation, and we'll continue to try to get better about that. You mentioned the unemployment insurance benefits. It is very frustrating to see the senators really playing games with these families that worked hard to you know, to earn unemployment benefits and are now in an economy. They're out there looking for work. This is something really both parties have tended to support over the years as being necessary. It has, you know, an effect of keeping money flowing in the economy, keeping families from going off the edge. It's somewhat sickening to see these, you know, fairly elite and protected people in the Senate playing games with it. And yes, it's the Republicans in the Senate overwhelmingly. And I think that, you know, that's just we should be better than that. We should really be able to rise above that. But we also need to do more than just extend these benefits. What people really want at the end of the day is a job. And I think what we need to do is rebuild our competitive advantage in this country so that we can outcompete China and India. And we're not going to outcompete them with a race to the bottom. If we just, you know, wreck our environment enough, maybe we can outcompete China. The reality is even China is starting to lose the race to the bottom to some of its neighboring countries. But we can win a race to the top. We can outcompete with a 21st century infrastructure that gives us the efficiency gains that you would expect from a developed economy, a 21st century workforce, because we're investing from pre-child education, not only through college, but also those young people who want to learn a trade. You know, move from, say, minimum wage to $20 an hour. That we're looking at those sectors like the energy sector that we know are going to be there and make sure that those things are getting manufactured in the U.S. So I think, you know, unemployment insurance really should be a small and easy debate where the parties have tended to agree, and then we can have a larger vision about how we really rebuild the kind of job growth we need in this country. As to your last question about faith, you know, it obviously is something that is a very powerful force in many of our lives, including my own, and my, you know, Catholic faith is part of what called me to service and to the idea of compassion, and, you know, also to a strong sense of or at least hope for the kind of humility I think one needs to have in front of, in my mind, our Creator. And we do live in a pluralistic society, and I think the answer to that can't be to bleach out the conversation so much that we can't talk about our faith or our beliefs, but that we do so in a way that's respectful of the full diversity of this country. And obviously the founders wanted that, and many of them were running from religious persecution themselves. So I think, you know, that I try to have it be something that informs me where I feel like it's appropriate. I share that and also understand that for many people that's a private issue.
Tom Perriello is the congressman from Virginia's 5th District and joins us once a month for an update and conversation on this program. Thank you, Congressman, very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.